USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the U.S. cities seeing a big spike in COVID-19 cases is Houston. There, the mayor, Sylvester Turner, is now calling on Texas state Republicans to scrap their plans for an in-person convention in the city later this month. He says it's the only convention still on the schedule in the city that has not been pushed back or revamped its plans.
Hosting a convention, an indoor convention, at this time in the city of Houston is a bad idea.
There's a report that the White House is working on a message that would say the U.S. needs to learn to live with the coronavirus pandemic. The Washington Post reporting that White House officials are hoping, in its words, Americans will grow numb to the escalating death toll and will learn to accept thousands of new cases a day. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves on offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, themagamall.com. Themagamall.com.
Some states are reporting positive trends when it comes to COVID-19, but the coronavirus continues to surge across the U.S. overall, infecting nearly 300,000 people so far in the month of July, and it's only the 7th. Some states and cities putting shutdown orders back in place. Yesterday, several states, including West Virginia, Tennessee, and Montana, hit new high seven-day averages. A New Jersey congressman who was elected as a Democrat is facing a primary challenge today as he runs for re-election as a Republican. Representative Jeff Van Drew switched from Democrat to GOP after voting against impeaching President Trump. Former George W. Bush speechwriter Bob Patterson is challenging Van Drew. Democratic Senator Cory Booker is facing a primary challenge by first-time candidate Lawrence Ham. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Many Americans are continuing to mourn the loss of country music icon Charlie Daniels. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal.
Country music legend Charlie Daniels, best known for his monster 1979 hit The Devil Went Down to Georgia, died of a stroke. He was 83. According to a press release from his representatives, the acclaimed Country Music Hall of Fame and Grand Ole Opry member died at Summit Medical Center in Hermitage, Tennessee, where doctors determined his cause of death. Daniels accumulated a slew of accolades and awards during his long music career, including his induction into the Country Music Hall of Fame, Musicians Hall of Fame, and becoming a member of the Grand Ole Opry. He also won a Dove Award for Gospel Albums and a coveted Grammy Award for Best Country Vocal Performance by a Duo or Group. Daniels is survived by his wife Hazel and son Charlie Daniels Jr.
And the Kansas City Chiefs and Super Bowl-winning quarterback Patrick Mahomes are making history on a record-setting contract extension exceeding $500 million with a B dollars. Yesterday, the former league MVP signed a 10-year deal worth $503 million with $477 million in guaranteed mechanisms and a no-trade clause. The deal breaks MLB star Mike Trout's previous record of a 12-year $430 million deal. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.